we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Stocks had a pretty positive week this week as Chairman Powell had some decent news. All the broader indexes across the board were higher, not much, but higher, which is a good sign. And so the question I received was, were Chairman Powell's comments that positive? I'm going to say no, and here's why. First of all, we had a few days since he spoke, and you can see the market overall has settled in. Nothing fantastic, but certainly settled in from the brief rally we had after his commentary on Wednesday. But while I think it's true Powell was less hawkish as he was speaking on Wednesday, markets expected Powell to basically repeat his last speech, where he was sort of browbeating everybody and warning markets about not underestimating the terminal rate that the Fed was prepared to go to. Instead, Powell stated that rates would have to rise somewhat, this is the operative term, somewhat higher than the September projection, and that the median number would be around 4.625%, possibly somewhat higher than that, but not very much higher. So I love the words, and every word means something, particularly when it comes to this market. And so Powell seemed to imply that the terminal Fed fund rate won't rise above 5% and could be around 4.875. But we'll have to see. Of course, more of the news that came out this week, which I want to get into in a minute, about why I don't really consider his speech a game changer at this point and why we don't need to start celebrating, is for some other reasons. But first, just looking at his comments, I think they were a little less hawkish than everybody feared. But they weren't fantastic. And so even though he mentioned somewhat higher, this implies that the Fed funds are going to continue to rise. And the question, of course, becomes, well, what will it be here next week? And so I'm going to say I believe it's going to be 50 basis points, even though the jobs number that just came out Friday was not exactly what I would have liked to have seen. So let's back up and start with the start of the week where it looked like inflation was starting to cool and disinflation was what was happening. And I'm going to start with building a case that inflation has peaked and now it is starting to fall. Let's start first with global data. First, the German and the Spanish CPIs both declined in November. Normally, I don't really think or look at anything outside of this country as far as affecting our inflation rate. But I think there's something important to tell you about this morning about German or Spanish CPI, since these are really not normal times that we're dealing with. And these numbers are mattering right now for the simple reason that if inflation has been a global phenomenon, and there's evidence now that it's peaked globally, that will make the Fed more confident that collectively as a group, their rate hikes regimen are working and make them, I think, feel good about themselves. And here's why I think it matters. I think the Fed will pivot sooner if they're confident that inflation is trending decidedly lower. And so global disinflation will make the Fed more confident earlier than if just, say, the US CPI statistics were falling. So falling inflation stats globally are really a positive, I think, for all sort of risk assets as we look at stocks and bonds. Now, another important factor we had this week was the Case-Shiller. Now, that relates to real estate. And this shows right now how skewed this information that we're receiving during these times right now is just different. This week, it came in at 0.8 negative down. Now, normally, that's a big deal. That usually signs some sort of a implosion of the real estate market. But right now, it's merely just another step in the right direction. And the reason why that is because housing makes up 40% of our consumer price index. 40%. So one of the main reasons CPI is still so high is because of the lag effect of the housing price ramp up that we've seen. So once these housing prices decline and it really starts to work into the CPI data that we're going to see, then the decline in monthly readings will accelerate, and that'll bring us even closer to an ultimate change of policy, or in a pivot, if you will, from the Fed.
So that brings me to Friday and the jobs number. We were looking for something that was better than what we actually got. What I mean by that is we were hoping for a number below 250,000 jobs. Well, we didn't get that. We also got an unemployment rate right around 3.7%. Wages also were up. So this is not a good sign. This is something that we wanted to see come down. It didn't. And so the Fed's going to have some ammunition to potentially raise 75 basis points here in a couple weeks. We need to see that start to cool down for really any sort of meaningful action to happen here in the future. And unfortunately, the jobs report Friday didn't really give it to us. So anyway, we will continue to see how they do and what happens and where we go from here.
Investment advisory services are offered through Liberty Wealth Management, a registered investment advisor. This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as a basis for investment decisions. The strategies mentioned are not suitable for everyone. The information expressed does not consider your specific situation or objectives and may not be appropriate for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. To better understand the risk associated with investing and how it reacts to different market conditions, listeners should always consult with their qualified investment professionals, financial advisors, legal or tax specialists, and conduct their due diligence before making any financial decisions or taking any action. The legal information provided on the air is not intended to substitute for callers hiring their lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Liberty Group LLC paid for the following program, and the host's views and opinions do not represent those of the station or its ownership. California Life Agent number 048569. Persons engaging the services of one affiliate of Liberty Group LLC companies should be aware that each company is operated separately. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.